Okay, today I want to share with you a lesson that I've learned quite recently in the way I manage my time to create myself more free time, but also to become more productive. And by productive, I mean get more clients, make more money in less time under less stress. And the theory, very simply, is of constraint. Constraint is basically boundaries that you put on your time in order to force you to spend a limited amount of time trying to achieve a result. And it's amazing what that constraint can do to your creativity, because if you just have endless time and endless like backstop to you trying to solve a problem, inevitably your brain defaults to using more time as like the answer to your confusion or your blockage in not understanding how to get more clients and more money. So constraint is really powerful. Now, there's this law that I learned about, I think it's called Parkinson's law, which basically it's a physics law where gas expands to fill the space available. And so imagine you have a container and you put gas in it, it just expands to all four corners and evenly fills the volume of the space, right? It's the same thing with your time. So work expands to fill the space available. So if you give yourself a task and 8 hours to complete it, and you know you've got 8 hours, your brain will automatically start arranging and aligning your thoughts and the way you tackle that problem, knowing that you have 8 hours. Whereas if you only have one, you have to move faster, but you'll also have to force yourself shortcuts. You'll have to decide what's not necessary. What do I not have to actually cover here? What's a waste of my time? What's a distraction in the solving of this problem? And that forces you, it challenges you to be more creative. It forces you to be more linear in the way you think, and more direct in the way you're trying to solve a problem. And what it does is it actually like avoids time wasting. It avoids just faffing, and it avoids like dodging questions that are maybe just hard to ask and difficult to answer. So it's much more direct. And given that our company is called Velocity, I think I really like that principle. It's like speed, it's motion in a given line. Like I want to go here and I'm going to go to that place in that direction in the fastest possible and the most direct possible way I can, because I want to do it, I want to save time, I want to get there, and I want to crack on. that's my approach. And so when you then apply that idea back to your calendar, and let's just take a very simple concept, like the amount of time that you make available to see clients. I was chatting to a coach the other day, and he's just had a baby, and he's got a lot of stuff going on in his life personally. And so his time to be, quote, at work or to be to like in his business has just been reduced vastly. And so what we're having to do is say, okay, well, let's look at the total amount of time that I have that's distraction-free where I can actually work. And then let me break that down even further into, okay, well, of that time, how much do I want to allocate towards actually coaching? And then that gives me a period of time. And now I have to figure out, with a few options available, how do I want to coach these people? Because I could do hour sessions, I could do 45 minutes, I could do half an hour. That's one way of breaking and manipulating time. I could, rather than see people every week as standard, I could see people every month as standard, or every fortnight as standard, and then have other deliverables, other things that I do in between in order to get the result that I'm here to promise. And so now we can get creative, again, straight line thinking, about how I solve that problem with what I have available, rather than thinking, trying to solve a problem in like old thinking with old structures around you that have since changed. And this idea of constraint helps not just only in the way you run your business, but also personally. Because if you put the stuff that really matters in your diary first, if you assign your time, your most precious and most valuable resource, if you apply it to the things that are really going to make the biggest difference to your fulfillment first, and then you have other, then you make everything else around that fit accordingly, I think, at least in my experience, you're going to have a much better week. It's what we at Velocity call the perfect week. And if you can live by those principles, you will never go back. I hope that's useful.